It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Welcome. We welcome you back here on a Saturday evening. We are broadcasting live right here in Lexington, Kentucky at Lexington Catholic High School as GRC, the girls, are playing in the championship game as they take on Ryle High School. And we're doing double duty today. Bobby Baldwin along beside of me. And it really has a tournament feel, Bobby. This is naturally a tournament, one of the best going on around the state. And this really has a feel whenever you play a morning game, then you come back, you're playing two in one day.
And you're playing two very quality opponents, yes, and have a chance to beat them both and assert yourself into an even stronger position going in to post-Christmas play.
Well, and it's not a respect thing, but it kind of made you wonder and scratch your head. These girls keep winning and really not rising up. Or, of course, at one point they were number two in the state. You can't go much higher than that, but right now, the GRC girls, they're on an 8-0 record, and they take on Ryle High School. And this Ryle team, as Bobby just mentioned, a very quality basketball team. They come in with a record of 7-2. They are riding right now a four-game win streak, and they have won five of their last six ball games. The only games, two games they've lost have been to out-of-state powerhouses. So whenever they've been in the Bluegrass State, they've won every game up to this point. They arrive here by defeating Mercy High School out of Louisville, Kentucky, private girls' school known for good basketball teams, and Ryle took them out in the game earlier played today. GRC, if you haven't heard, they played just a supreme defensive game in the second half against Frederick Douglass to arrive here, taking care of the Lady Broncos in a big way in that one, 65-42. So GRC again shutting out Douglass in the third quarter. This Ryle High School team, much like Douglass, Bobby, we're going to be they're going to have bigger size at every spot.
Going to be bigger, but the question is, will Clark's defensive intensity over the course of 32 minutes be the difference?
Yes, and, playing two in one day, I guess when you're a teenager, maybe you don't get tired.
Well, I know one thing. GRC played the first game this morning, and the Lady Raiders had to play after that, so they're not going to be as fresh-legged unless they had a 40-point blowout themselves.
Yeah.
I think things are stacking up well for the Lady Cards.
We have both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around again. Ryle High School, the Lady Raiders, taking on the GRC girls, and the Cardinal girls out here undefeated, looking to try to win this championship at this White Greer Mac Orthodox in Lexington, right here at Lexington Catholic High School. Both coaches meeting there at center court. Coach Robbie Graham, with the greatest respect of Katie Heights, as she's been the coach at Ryle High School for the, she's in her ninth season of coaching at Ryle High School. We will take a two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have more pregame right here at the White Greer Maggard Classic. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming, It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Well, I need a new ride, need it today. I want to do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound at exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are looking at undefeated 8-0 GRC girls team. They're going through a shoot-around right now. Ryle High School is their opponent. Ryle, they play up there in the northern Kentucky, right around the Ohio River. They are in the ninth region, have really tough competition. They come into this ball game at 7-2. Looking at Ryle, a little bit of the history on them. Coach Katie Heights, she won the first three games against GRC as a head coach, but the Cardinal girls have won the last two. GRC's won these last two meetings. Most recently, it was back on December the 7th of last year at GRC. It was 65-53. However, again, Coach Katie Heights says she's coaching in her ninth season as head coach. Last season, Ryle Raiders, they went 24-9. They were a district runner-up, but not discouraged. They went all the way to the region championship game where they got beat in a close one. So a district runner-up and a regional tournament runner-up. She has three tournament championships during her 9 years of coaching. She ran them off in a row. She had a three-peat, a 2018, 19, and 2020 state championship. In 2019, with Maddie Shear, the Miss Kentucky basketball, and the Gatorade All-American first team, they won it all in the state. And GRC played that team twice that year. And one game was in the state tournament. It was a quarterfinal in the Sweet 16. Coach Heights has won that 33 third district, six of the eight seasons. And she's had some fine players. Good players will make you a good coach, but you got to have some in-game experience and be a good coach. And we've got two good ones going at it today.
Two Cracker Jacks. And when you talk about the Lyle Lady Raiders, they've got three double-digit scores.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you've got a 15-5, 14-5, and a 10-5 average. After that, they've got about five players between 3.5 to 4 points and 2.5 points. So the scoring load is by and large going to be carried by three players. And if the Cards can get the pressure on that group, then they may have a better chance of pulling this one out.
And GRC will be the smaller team, but a little better rebounding average than Ryle. Ryle does have a 6'5" player on their team. She's played almost every game they've played, probably a project-type player, because as Bobby mentioned, some of the top scorers, she's not in the top eight that he just alluded to. But this is a Ryle team that shoots 40% from the floor. GRC will better that. They shoot 23% from three-point range. GRC will better that. And 69% at the free throw line, which I think is commensurate with what the Cardinal girls are playing.
Pretty close.
And pretty close. So GRC and Ryle, all intents and purposes, looks to be a very close matchup. The Ryle Raiders coming out of the locker room, and they'll be going through a shoot-around. Again, GRC arrives here after beating Frederick Douglass today, and Coach Graham just really thrilled, Bobby, in that post-game comments, he was just really pleased with the way that defense went. He said our goal, and I guess they put it on a whiteboard and then you commit it to memory, is to have a single digit quarter some point during the game. Well, they had a zero.
Had a zero and went almost 10 and a half minutes by being scoreless during that game. And you're not talking about a chopped liver opponent. Frederick Douglass is one of the favorites in the 10th region or 11th region this year. So GRC mastered them immaculately, especially in that second half, but for 32 minutes on the defensive end.
It was a supreme game by GRC and taking out Frederick Douglass. Again, 17 points for Sierra Byers in a complete ball game. 12 each for Jalen Green off the bench and 12 for Anaya Chestnut. We'll take another two-minute break when we come back. We've got more basketball pregame right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses. Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Taking on Ryle Raiders as we get ready for this championship game at Lexington Catholic High School right now. We'll pause, take our final break when we come back. Starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all straight ahead right here on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
one of the top tournaments in basketball across the state here, the White Greer Maggard Orthodontics Holiday Classic, and we've got George Rogers Clark girls playing in the championship game, taking on the Ryle Raiders out of the 9th region. So 9th versus 10th here, as each team had to go through four opponents. Let's go to the public address for today's starters. Girls getting ready to take on Ryle. You've heard the starters. We get ready for the tip. The GRC fans here sitting on both sides of this gymnasium. GRC will be wearing the road uniforms, red with black numbers. They look really sharp. And Coach Graham, he's like me. He's a traditionalist. All those girls wearing uniform shoes. It's called a uniform, and the shoes are all uniform. Ryle's colors, orange and black, and they're wearing white today. GRC going right to left, and the tip controlled by Ryle, who will have a 5'10", 6 feet tall, and 6'2 on the front line. With the ball out on top, Peters on the right wing, double team, drop it to Baker. Baker tried to spin to the lane, couldn't do it. GRC playing a zone. Now they're going to match up and pick up man. Trying to push the ball on the baseline, Kerrigan goes into the post, left-hand back shot missed. Ball on the floor, two players hit the deck. Still trying to pry it out. Stamper had it, threw it up, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go possession two. GRC with Coach Graham right there on the action.
Little bit of a scrum on that first possession. She got it down low, shot it hard, and after that, nobody could get the ball.
T. East, left wing, looks into the post. Tabor being guarded by 5'10", Quinn Eubank. Chestnut running a point, drives it off to the right with a pass to Stamper. Stamper lays down a dribble. She's got Kerrigan on her. Got to the paint, throws a pass. It's stolen there by Jones. Jones throws it across the lane. Eubank in transition, put it up. She's missed two at the rim. Goes out of bounds. It will remain with Ryle underneath their goal. No, they're going to say GRC gets it. So, again, the length of Ryle caused the one turnover on the only possession for GRC. Cardinal girls run the weave out top between Stamper and Chestnut. Sierra Byers gets in the action, goes to Stamper, 15-footer, missed it, left elbow, rebounded by Yeast, put it up, put it in.
Boxed out perfectly, got her under the basket and was able to get that strong side rebound for the first score of the game.
And by scoring, that allows them to press, and Baker, their post player, has to come out and get involved in the press. But this time, Eubank had missed two at the rim. She's on the money with this one and ties it at two. We played a minute and a half. Stamper, middle of the floor, passes left wing, left of the circle. Chestnut has it. McKeely Tabor, high post, didn't get it. 2-3 zone by Ryle. They've got a big back line, 5'10", 6 feet, and 6'2". Chestnut goes over to Yeast, thought about a three, feet Stamper. Stamper got double team, throws it out to Chestnut, hot hand, still hot. She hits a three.
A dagger from about 23 feet straight out, three-point lead for GRC.
An assist to Kennedy Stamper, need to get her involved, and she did her job there. Baker has it in the front court. They go over to Eubank. She's taken every shot so far, but this three quite a bit off the mark. Tabor with the rebound, tried to get it to Sierra Byers. It goes out of bounds. GRC will have the ball at midcourt as Coach Graham applauding the hustle effort. Right now we've got Jalen Green in. Kennedy Stamper coming out for the Cards. Chestnut with a pass left of the circle. Green's first touch of the ball, drives in. Her runner didn't go. She had 10 points in the fourth quarter alone. Didn't score there, and going the other way with the basketball, it's Jones. They drop it to Eubank. She shot four times already. Bounce pass into the right blocks. Baker trying to put a move on. Sierra Byers with good post defense. Sierra stays on her. Fade away. 10-foot. Not there. Byers with a rebound. She can push it. She crosses over on the dribble. Swings it on the wing. Here's Green with a three. Ooh. Went down and came out. Tabor, though, hustles and gets the rebounded miss. They go into Byers. Sierra drop step. Up and under. Jump. Hook. Got the roll.
She used her body well against the senior Sarah Baker and was able to get that one up. Cards by five.
And four of those 7 points on rebound, second chance scoring opportunities. Perimeter passing by Ryle. Now Baker comes across the lane, got a mismatch. Tabor on her, throws up a left-handed hook and will draw the foul. Baker is 6'2", senior center, and she's strong down in the post. She had a little mismatch there, knew she had a smaller player, and a senior player she is. She went right to the hoop. Baker's free throw is good. GRC leading 7-2, 4:42 to go in this opening quarter. Kanaya Jones checks in for McKeely Tabor as that free throw is missed by Baker, and guess who? Jones with another rebound. I say another, picking up where she left off in game one. Cardinal girls with the ball, up 7-3. Chestnut behind the back dribble, feeds Sierra Byers. They give her room, she'll pull the trigger. Wow. Just a three. Jones rebound, put it up and in with two players at her feet in the floor.
Yeah, there was a little bit of contact there, but she kept that ball high, got it up. Cards up by 6-9-3.
So true, Bobby. She did not bring that ball down for a power dribble. She kept it up and put it in. Ryle having trouble with the press. Then they go with a weak side pass and a shot rejected by Jones. Lead pass to Chestnut down the left side. Stop and pop, 15 off the back iron. Rebounded by T. Yeast. Yeast gets it back from Byers. Spot up three on the money. Another second chance scoring opportunity. And for GRC, they have in this game 9 of their 12 on second chance scoring. We got time called, 30-second timeout. GRC on top, 12-3. Back after this brief 30-second break.
The Paris Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Paris Stockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Paris Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Once again, Paris Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. First sale next year, January the 4th.
To play. GRC with a big 12-3 lead on a 12-1 run. They're picking up the dribble in the backcourt. Ryle and throws a lazy pass in the front court. Diving on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. And, you know, that's a hustle play. That's intensity. You know, if Yeast doesn't go on the floor for that, it's not a turnover. I mean, you don't get possession. And here Ryle's player is falling on the floor again.
Cards with the ball on that tie up here. They can stretch it even further here in the early going.
Chestnut, Green, Jones, Byers, and Yeast on the floor. Run the weave out on top. Green, a lefty, pounds it on the floor. Goes to Chestnut, high post, left elbow. Jones got space, went to the rim, had it blocked by Eubank. Ball kept alive by Yeast, but then picked up by Peters. Peters keeps the dribble. Anaya Chestnut picks her up between the circle. An eye on her tightly. They screen down and pop out. Coming off of that is Kerrigan. Goes to Baker, their 6'2 post player playing at the top of the key. She wants to hand it off, but GRC overplaying the passing lane. And right now, Baker with a five count on her.
5 seconds.
And they're going to get a 5-second call. Empty trip for Ryle and Coach Heights just irritated and said, go back in. She's going to put a starter, Jalen Jones, back in to try to get a little bit of momentum if they can. Stamper comes in. Chestnut goes out for GRC. Stamper between the circle. Out on top with a goes and pass to the right side, then center it back to Stamper. Man-to-man by Ryle. They started off with a zone. They're going man now. Stamper looking. They clear it out left side. She tried to drive on Peters. Cut off there. Skip pass over on the left side. With the ball, drive it in. Yeast. High step. Got to the rim and put it in. She took that one high dribble and got by him.
There was an Olay defense there, and she took advantage of it.
Seven in the game for T. Yeast. GRC up 14-3 in the championship game. Here's a pass, and Coach Graham likes that defense.
Third straight trip without even getting a shot.
T. Yeast comes out. Jalen Green, the one responsible for that turnover, as Jalen Goodwin checks in for the Cardinal girls. Just a deep team with contributions up and down that bench.
He keeps them fresh. That's the big thing.
Stamper runs it off to the right side. Still keeps her dribble. Hands it off to Goodwin. Her first touch of the ball. Goodwin working against Rosemary Miller, who checked in that same time Jalen did. Over to Stamper. Bluff the step back shot. Goodwin has it. Draws a double team. Sierra Byers available. Sierra stop and go move. Jump stop in the lane. Kicked it to Stamper, who passed up a three. Shovel it off to Jones. Ball fake. Got by the 6'5 defender and put it up and in.
Ball fake. GRC. Gee whiz, a 16-1 run here. 1:40 left in the first.
They have the 6'5 player in the game right now, Jaden McClain. Boy, and I tell you what, Kiana Jones, she just went right by her. It's like her feet were nailed to the floor.
How about another turnover?
Sure, that's a five in the game right now committed by Ryle in the first quarter. We've got a minute and a half to play, and Cardinal girls with the ball and a 16-3 lead. Goodwin on the right wing, puts down a dribble, now back into a 2-3 zone. They played man briefly, now a 2-3. Jones stops, shoots 10 feet baseline, left side, didn't get it. Byers tipped it out, but Peters with the rebounded miss. Over to Kerrigan. Kerrigan, right side to go with it to Jones. Jones feeds Baker, double-teamed in the post. McLean's got it. She missed a 15-footer. Crashed the board. Smallest person on the floor. Goodwin comes away with it. Lead pass to Green. Driving in. Challenge. Put it up and in. Shot it over top of the 6'5", McLean.
Yeah, she just beat her to the arc.
Now maybe she took a note. She stopped in the opening game. Coach Graham didn't like that, so she took it all the way to the rim this time.
Oh.
There's an air ball that saved inbounds, and a rebound putback finally goes in as Jalen Jones scores only the second basket in the quarter.
At the 37-second mark.
18-5. Here's Sierra Byers. Got to the rim, and they're going to call travel on her, much to the disdain of the GRC fans. Coach Graham looking at saying, that's a basketball move. Official not buying it right now. Only the second miscue by GRC. They have played near flawlessly, and they lead 18-5. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ryle with the ball, clock rolling. Jones picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Peters. Jalen Goodwin all over. I mean, she is tough man-to-man on ball defense. Annette Miller has checked in, and she's on on Quinn, who missed the shot. They go over on the wing, and a three-pointer put up and in by Jalen Jones. And she scores at the horn. As Ryle made a little bit of a charge, but again, you're talking about one of those single-digit quarters. Coach Graham got one here.
Single-digit quarter and a 10-point lead.
18-8 GRC with a lead. Second quarter play coming up in 1 minute right here on.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Lexington Catholic High School, where GRC has a 10-point lead after one.
For the Cardinal girls, it'll be Stamper, Chestnut, Yeast, Byers, and Tabor to begin the second quarter. And in that first quarter of play, five different Cardinal girls scored in that game. You had seven for Yeast, two for Byers, two for Green, four for Jones, three for Chestnut. How about that bench giving up, coming in and contributing the way they do? Here's a give-and-go pass, and Coach Heights worked that up right out of the timeout, or out of the end of the quarter, in that executed play, gets 2 points. Chestnut with a three ball, missed it from the right wing. Sierra Byers cleans it up with a rebound putback.
Strong side rebound, which stopped a 7-0 run by the Lady Raiders.
Pressure by GRC, the full court variety. With it, Quinn Eubank. She's got it beyond the arc, driving in. Looked like she traveled, no call. Got it in there. Interior passing, and Eubank has scored for the second time in the last 30 seconds. It's 20-12. Cardinal girls with the lead and the ball. Sierra Byers, top of the key, looking. Skips a pass over to Yeast, out to Stamper. Stamper back to Yeast, and just threw it away. Coach Graham looking for protection of the ball.
The Lady Raiders very, very capable, and Cards yep. blitzed them there 18-1 in that first quarter, but they're back in this thing, only down 8.
Peters runs the point, passes over to Kerrigan. They post up Baker. She's got it on the right blocks, trying to go up against Sierra Byers. Sierra blocked her shot, but got her on the body. And it'll put Baker back to the line. She's one of two at the free throw stripe. First foul on Sierra Byers, first by GRC in this second quarter. Baker's free throw is good. The 6'2 senior, she is the second leading scorer, 14.5 points per game. Second leading rebounder as well. She makes both free throws. And all of a sudden, it's now a 6-point GRC lead.
Yes, they've cut 9 points off of that lead.
Chestnut into Sierra Byers. That'll help. But no, Sierra missed it. Got her own rebound. Power dribble. Created space. Put it up and in.
And no foul there on that end. But had one on the other end. But nevertheless, Cards back up 8.
And Coach Graham noticing that as well. Peters throws a pass on the left wing. They screen down and pop out Miller. Miller high post to Baker, over to Peters. She yep. shoots a three and hit it. Looks like a little bit of confidence now coming from Ryle.
Well, they were at one time were down 15, and now they're down 5.
Perimeter passing by GRC against this zone. Chestnut took it baseline. Found Yeast. She launches a three. Weak side rebound. Tipped around. McKeely Tabor got it. Finds Kennedy Stamper. Stamper, ball fake. 17-footer. In and out. Need her to get going. Rebounded there by Quinn Eubank. Eubank, left side of the floor, goes all the way down, coast to coast. That is her third layup she's missed, but it's cleaned up on the offensive boards there by Sarah Baker. And now the Ryle fans getting all riled up as they have seen their team come back after being down considerably. It's now a 3-point game. Bobby's got a message. We've got a timeout.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with your end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today, but hurry. The offer ends December 31st.
5:40 to go here in the first half, 22-19, GRC with the lead and the ball. 2-3 zone. Intercepted pass. Cards turn it over. So they call a timeout, and they get an empty trip. That will really irritate any coach. Peters dribbling between the circle. Stamper on her. Runs it off to the left side. Stamper got a hand on the ball, deflected out of bounds. And Tabor comes out. Jones returns for GRC. Jones, Chestnut, Yeast, Stamper, and Byers on the floor. 5:15 to go before the half. Ryle with the ball. They throw it into Baker. Baker, skip pass over the head of Eubank. And that will be Cardinal possession. Six turnovers by Ryle.
See, Aram may have had a little bit to do with that by reaching up there and making her throw it a little bit higher than she needed to. But
here's a bounce pass that's picked off by Quinn, and that is four layups. Make that five layups she has missed. Throw it in the front court. Byers with a shorter player on her. Spin, shoots, and scores. She had a mismatch. Rosemary Miller, no match physically at 5'6", and trying to play Sierra in the post. She recognized it, put it in. Eight in the game now for Byers and a chance for an and one.
Well, that missed uncontested layup on the other end is a five-point swing if she gets this free throw down.
Very quiet in this gym as Sierra Byers makes the free throw, and one for her.
Back up to six.
Here, a GRC score, and now they can set their press. That's what they've been missing. Baker has it, crosses midcourt. They want to get it out of her hands. They hand it to Miller. Miller driving in. Stamper stole it away. Lead pass to Chestnut. Two on two. Chestnut at the rim, missed the shot. Yeast follows. Her putback not there. Jones has it over the shorter Miller. Oh, and they're going to call it on. They're going to call a foul on Jones going over the back. And the fact that she is 5 inches taller than the girl made no difference there. So it goes possession to Ryle with 4.5 to go here in the first half. Baker driving in, pull up, left to the lane, 15 feet out, skips it straight away. Looking over her shoulder at Kerrigan, looks over at Coach Heights. And drives it off to the right side. Every step with her is Jones. Jones and Yeast double team, and they take it away from Eubank. Yeast on a run out. Shot blocked by Eubank, but Eubank will draw a foul.
That consistent pressure defense leading to another turnover.
You need to score the basket to set your press. And when the Cards went that little cold spell, they did not get that press set. Yeast at the foul line. And her free throw is too strong. T. Yeast with 7 points, got them all in the first quarter. Stamper comes out. Julian Green in for GRC. T. Yeast at the line. This free throw, good. She goes one of two at the stripe here.
Now back up to seven at the halfway mark of the second.
Pressure by GRC again scoring. They can set that press. A little shaky is Jalen Jones. 6 foot person handling the ball. Jones on her. A lot of dribbling out there, not going anywhere. And Chestnut nearly got a steal.
Ooh. Yeah, that just.
Looking for that 5 second call and didn't just. Maybe a second away.
Well, they're keeping the heat on all 84 feet.
With the ball out on top, point guard Cassidy Peters. Peters working on Green for GRC. Peters, crossover dribble. Green right with her. Got to the foul line. Throws a pass at Miller. Now goes with a back door to Kerrigan. Coming away with a steal is Jones. Jones, lead pass up to Chestnut, left wing. Give it back to Jones. Score it at the rim. The play that's as old as basketball. Give and go.
To the wing. Bounce pass to the post for the deuce. Cards back up by nine.
Beautiful play as Chestnut took the pass as Bobby and I just described, and Jones filled the lane. Driving in, shot put up, blocked by Sierra Byers. And again, Jones got the ball. Lead pass to Green. Green all the way to the goal, and we've got a blocking foul called. So Jalen Green has taken the heat to what Coach Graham told her in game one when she had a breakaway with some defense on her. She stopped on the block. Immediately, Coach Graham says, attack and put it up. She's done that 3 times in this game.
Well, you know, the defender had a chance to set herself, but continued to back up just enough to incur the foul.
So Jalen Green, a lefty, puts the free throw up, and it rimmed out. Went all the way around and came off. Green, a nice player. First-year player at GRC.
Yeah, Eric.
Not a Chestnut out, excuse me.
He's averaging over six a game.
Coming into the game, Jalen Goodwin returns.
There we go.
Yeah, made a second free throw. And she had 12 points in the opening game today, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. It's now a 10-point lead for GRC inside of 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Annette Miller has checked in as well. Kerrigan, entry pass into Baker. Baker trying to work her post move up and under, left-handed shot. That's good. You would expect no less from a senior leading her team.
And she needed that one.
Big play there. Bounce pass from Goodwin to Yeast. Byers trying to roll, didn't get it. Pop out Green. She'll take it between the circle. Driving with a left hand, leaves it for Goodwin. Jalen Goodwin thought about a pass to Miller, but stepping in the lane is Jones. Now she gives it over with it on the right wing. Pick and pop. Byers calling for it, didn't get it. Miller's first touch of the ball is very brief. Gives it over to Goodwin. Much more like a running a weave, yeah, as Sierra Byers hit a three. Baker gave her a lot of room, and Sierra cashed in.
Guard back up by 11 here. Their lead had been trimmed to two here earlier in the quarter.
Cardinals hitting 3 of 7 from behind the arc, and we've got 2 minutes to go here in the quarter, and we've got an offensive foul called, and that'll be on Baker trying to post up and establish her position in the paint. But that'll go as a turnover. That is number 10 committed by Ryle, GRC with 5. And here come the Raiders. They're offering a press. First time we've seen this in the game. Ooh. Lead pass up to Miller. She jumps up and hauls it in. In the front court, the Cards have the ball now and the lead, 32-21. Goodwin dribbles it to the right side. Byers wants to do a pick and a pop. Green lost it momentarily. His spacing not real good. Now Yeast takes care of that. She drives the lane, sets Green for the three. Well, got it on the right wing. Jalen Green hits a three.
Back up to a 14-point cush.
Coach Graham working that sideline. So is Coach Heights. Lead pass in there. Eubank caught it deep. Nope. She has missed now 6 in the goal. Make it 7. She has missed in the paint either layups or bank shots in the lane. Hard to believe. She's a dynamite player, too.
Yeah, well, she might be a little bit mesmerized by the competition in this one.
Missing 6 to 7 shots right there in the paint. And half of those, more than half of those, weren't contested. But the ones that were, as Bobby says, a little bit of intimidation. There's Stamper trying to pry the ball from Baker's hands. Kerrigan on the runner just throws up a prayer. It wasn't answered. Stamper got the rebound and missed. One hand pass up the court to Yeast. Crossover dribble. Checked on the blocks there by Kerrigan. Goes to Sierra Byers. She draws the defense. They skip it to Stamper. Ball fake. 18-footer. In rhythm. Got it in. Good to see her make that.
16-point cushion now. 37-21 inside the final minute.
Clock rolling. Ryle with the ball. GRC playing heads-up man-to-man. As the very tall Quinn Eubank, 6 foot, she'll run the point. She'll just let the clock wind down. T. Yeast on her, and they're standing between the circles. Dribbling the ball right there at the blue LC for Lexington Catholic is Eubank driving in. Got in the paint, shuffled her feet, no call. Throw it out, driving in Jones. Jones kicks it back to Eubank. She'll try a three. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and with 13 seconds, GRC will have a chance to get a quality shot. Ryle in the game, 2 for 4 shooting. Both teams 50%. Problem is, GRC's made twice as many. Chestnut in, Goodwin out. Stamper's going to let that ball roll up near midcourt. Card girls should get a quality shot. McLean, the 6'5 player back in there, she deflects a pass, but Yeast has it. They go to Byers. Sierra, triple team. Somebody's open. It's Chestnut to Stamper. Stamper with McLean flying at her. Hit the three at the horn. The 6'5 McLean flying at Kennedy Stamper. She has hit her last two. That shot at the horn, a 3-point basket. So GRC up 40-21 in the first half of play. Not just a basketball game, the championship game of this White Greer Maggard Orthodontics Holiday Classic. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me as we are at halftime again. GRC Cardinal girls on top, 40-21. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We'll return with a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here in 2 minutes on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The halftime score, it's George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team up on top of Ryle, the Lady Raiders, by a score of 40-21. GRC leading here at halftime, and Bobby, it was a flurry. We saw GRC bolt out of the gate, and they held Ryle to only 8 points in the first quarter. Ryle made a comeback. They took our knockout punch. They came back, but then GRC went on a nice run at the end.
Well, the Lady Raiders opened the scoring with a basket, and then for the next 7 minutes got outscored 18-1 to make the score 18-3 late in the first quarter. They wound up getting the final 5 points of the quarter to trim it to 10, and then at the 5:14 mark made a two-pointer to cut the lead to 3, but then during the final 5 minutes of the half, the Cards went on another explosion, 18-2, and consequently have what appears to be a dominant, almost doubled up, 40-21 score here at intermission, and their defense is just relentless, and they really, really feed off of it and get those live ball turnovers into transition, and that can't do anything but help one team and hurt the other.
Yeah, and the Cardinal girls like to get it out and run, as Bobby just described, and it's 7-0 as far as transition points in fast break scoring for the Cardinal girls. And you mentioned you used a word in there, dominance. That will tell you there's been no lead changes and only one tie. So, and that was early, and GRC, again, just really setting the tone. Looking at some of the team numbers in the first half of play, you have points off turnovers, 10 for the Cardinal girls, 7 for Ryle. Total rebounds in the game, again, I told you GRC would be undersized. They have almost doubled up Ryle on the boards, 19-10 edge to GRC. 3-point scoring, 15-6 in favor of the Cards, and second chance points, 13-9 in favor of the smaller GRC team. Looking at turnovers, Ryle has been forced into 9 turnovers, while GRC, they have committed 5 turnovers. Shooting percentages, Ryle not hitting very good. I mentioned one of their players, Eubank, 3 of 10 in this game. In the 7 misses she's had, other than one outside shot at the top of the key, they've all been in the paint. She's 3 of 10, 3 of 12 total in this ball game. Ryle as a team shooting 34.8%, 8 of 23, 2 of 4 from 3-point range, 3 of 4 at the foul line, 75%. Conversely for GRC, the Cardinal girls shooting 55% from the floor, 16 of 29. They are 5 of 9 from 3-point range and 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Playing a very strong basketball game. In this game, the GRC girls have made 16 baskets, Bobby, and there are 9 assists. The turnover ratio, 2-1, what coaches like. 5 turnovers, 9 assists.
Right, and when you get to those turnovers, they were, what, 9-5 or 9-6?
Yes.
But when you've got a live ball versus a non-live ball, then you can make hay. And some of GRC's were just passes out of bounds, unforced, but they weren't in live ball situations, and they were able to take it and go.
We'll take a two-minute timeout as Ryle comes out of the locker room. GRC still in there getting a break and instruction. Two-minute break. We come back. Individual stats headed your way on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
White Greer Magger Holiday Classic. It boils down to this game, and it's a championship game. GRC leading at halftime 40-21. For Ryle, the opponent, a leading scorer, 7 points and 2 rebounds for Baker, 6 points for Eubank, and 2 rebounds there. 5 points for Jones, 2 rebounds there. For the Cardinal girls, 12 points for Sierra Byers to go with 3 rebounds. She's also blocked a shot, dished one out, an assist. 8 points for T. Yeast. Yeast with 3 rebounds. She's stolen the ball and dished an assist as well. Other scoring for GRC, 6 points for Jalen Green. 6 points for Kiana Jones as she's pulled down 4 rebounds to pace the club and blocked 2 shots and stolen the ball twice, all that in 7 minutes. 3 points and 3 assists for Anaya Chestnut. Those 3 dimes lead the team in that category. Kennedy Stamper with 5 points and 2 assists. And she also has a steal. We'll step aside for our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
And GRC with a ball, and Kennedy Stamper right off the bat firing a 3. That one's off the mark. Going the other way is Ryle. Ryle in a hurry. Eubank got to the rim. That's her first transition bucket. She didn't miss that one. Eubank had missed a lot of shots, but she didn't that one. Cards with a ball. Byers, right side of the lane, double teamed in the post. Kick it out. T. Yeast, 3-pointer. Long rebound comes out to Stamper. To Chestnut. She'll hit a 3, and that's a big shot for GRC.
Katie Hates just turns around in disgust. She makes a 2 and gives up a 3 to begin the second half.
So the Cardinal girls doing a great job. 16-9 in second chance scoring over Ryle. 20-point lead for the Cardinal girls early here, just beginning the third quarter. Man-to-man by GRC. Peters picks up the dribble. In trouble. Bounce pass it over. Kerrigan. High post. They go to Eubank. Eubank double team. Looks down into the paint. She double dribbled. So, again, T. East right there on her. And
just pressure.
It's pressure defense. No doubt about it.
I mean, it's up in your grill pressure and has been really for the past week or week and a half with this squad.
McKeely Tabor has it, throws it into the post, and Sierra Byers, easy pick in there as Baker had fallen down thinking that her flop would draw a foul. It did not. Sierra Byers with 14 in the game. Peters running the point, looks over at Coach Heights on Ryle bench, behind the back dribble, not going anywhere. Chestnut turning her on the dribble, picks it up, hands it off to Eubank. They jump switch. Baker makes herself available. Spinning, shooting from 12. It rimmed off. Weak side rebound by Jones. Stripped away by Tabor. Picked up by Stamper. Stamper in traffic. Left of the lane. Ball fake. Goes up. In traffic. Missed the layup. Baker with the rebound and miss. Two on two. Driving in. Jones stopped and made the layup there for Ryle.
And Coach Graham says, let's talk about it. He does not like
When his girls get beat down the floor, that's irritating to him. Yeah, that's an irritant for Coach Graham. We've got GRC on top, 45-23, back in 1 minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
After the timeout, Cardinals with the ball. Yeast, Byers, Tabor, Stamper, and Chestnut on the floor. Kennedy Stamper comes off the curl and hit a 15-footer straight away.
Yeah, she came off, got to the foul line, and nothing but bottom.
Good offensive play set up by Coach Graham out of that timeout. 47-25, GRC with a big lead here. Ryle trying to attack. Peters finding nothing easy with Chestnut just all up in her face. They screen, they free Eubank up, 12-footer straight away, good. She's got double figures. She's got 10 in the game, very nice player.
She's having to earn every one of them.
Sure is, and she's missed 7 shots in the first half, and there's been stress and pressure on her. Chestnut coming off the Byers screen, couldn't get a shot off. Peters slides through. Chestnut then takes it back from Yeast. Left of the circle, got in the paint. Left-hand shot at the rim is missed. Rebound cleared by Eubank. She's in a hurry. She's a lefty. Bounce pass to Jones. Shot put up, altered by Yeast. Sierra Byers digs it out among three other players for Ryle. Stamper's released. Can Yeast find her? Yes, she does. Kennedy got to the baseline. Couldn't get a shot off. Kerrigan came back nicely in transition. Sierra Byers has hit 1-3, but this one rims off between the circle and a rebounded foul in the backcourt on the Cardinals. That's going to be on McKeely Tabor trying to pilfer something from the Ryle player from behind.
Undersized, and she can't go up top and get it, but in her attempt to get it, when she brings it down, just a little too aggressive.
Kanaya Jones in for the Cardinals, Chestnut out, Tabor out. They bring in Jaylen Green. Angling off to the left with a dribble is Peters. Now she's double-teamed between the circles. She dribbled right into a double-team in trouble. Finds Jones. They throw it on the baseline. Miller trying to get in there for Ryle. Puts up a left-handed runner that's missed. Rebound taken there by Yeast. Up to Green. Green driving in. Shot rejected by Jones. Jones goes and picks it up. We're in a track meet. Up and down the floor. Jones with a two-on-two. Cut in deep. Sierra Myers just blocked her shot. Jones hit the deck. That's going to create a two-on-one. To Green from Stamper. Put it in.
That's what you call working it the way the coach wants it done.
That's old-time basketball there, Bobby. You feel the lanes. Here's Yee stealing a lazy pass. She's going to have an easy one at the other end.
24-point lead, 51-27. Coach Hate says, we need to talk about this one.
T. East with that steal, her third, and that bucket, her 10th, calls the timeout. It's 51-27, back after this brief 30-second break. Can you read that when we come out?
Yeah.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
51-27, Cardinal Girls lead. Bobby's got a message if we can squeeze it in.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today and hurry. Offer ends December 31st.
That's coming right up.
We brought it up. Yeah, we've got about 7 days.
Ryle with the basketball. GRC with Green, Yeast, Byers, Stamper, and Jones on the floor. Byers, post defense, blocked the shot. Coach Heist wanted a foul. No call there. Byers with a block on Baker. And right now, Green trying to pivot out of trouble, and they're going to call a jump ball there. So jump ball will give it over to Ryle.
Nice job that time by Baker, but returning the favor because the Cards have done that more than once in this game. But the senior got in there and tied her up and got the ball back for her team.
Peters dribbling out on top, man-to-man by GRC. Ryle running a 1-4. They screen down and pop out. Not the angle nor the touch on that entry pass from Rosemary Miller, and it sails out of bounds. Wanted to throw the lob on the blocks.
Wasn't soft enough nor short enough.
Kanaya Jones back in. Chestnut has it, and it's a jump ball. Miller making up for her miscue as she shows grit and ties up Anaya Chestnut, but the possession will stay with GRC. Jalen Goodwin in. Anaya Chestnut, Julian Green. We also have Sierra Byers and Kanaya Jones in the game. Byers has it on the inbound pass. Baker on her. She can't guard her in the open court.
No.
Sierra gets right by her. Stop and go move. Feeds and sets up Chestnut, who drives in. Her runner is good at the lane. She put it up off the Byers pass. And Chestnut with a beautiful finish. She now has 8 in the game. And she's at the line for an and one.
Just a nice curl to the basket, got the ball, put it in, used that soft left hand, took the contact, and can double the score with this free throw.
Chestnut at the line, and she couldn't do it. Rimmed off. Quinn Eubank with a rebounded miss, and she's in a hurry. Goes all the way down, and the Red Sea parted, and she got to the rim and put it in easily.
Coach Graham just shaking his head.
Oh, he didn't like that. No stop of the ball. Here's a run out to Green, and Quinn Eubanks blocks Green's shot, and Green will go to the free throw line, and clock stopped. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And that's a second on Eubanks, second on the team here in the third quarter. And again, just under 3 minutes to play here. 53-29. Cardinals with the lead, and at the line, Jalen Green looking to add to the lead. She promptly does with the left-handed free throw.
Nice recognition there by the Cards after that score to look down court and find her pretty much alone. And they were able to get a foul out of it, and so far the first of two free throws in the net.
Second free throw, and Green is now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. in this ball game. She's in double figures again with 10 points off that Cardinal girls bench. Driving in, Jones throws a pass, and GRC's Jones about got the steal. Fire steps up, blocks Eubank's shot. Baker got the errant shot. Now Baker has it right of the lane, trying to power her way down. She's double-teamed. Good one all over her, and try to bounce pass to Miller. And Coach Hype's right in the ear of the official saying, my girl had contact, no call there, and no time to rest because now they're saying play ball. Green to inbound it. Here's Ryle coming full court pressure. Ryle's team trying to clap and rally their teammates out on the floor. Green with a pass over to Byers. Coach Hype saying, come out and get them. Byers stopped, dropped it down. Goodwin got it, reversed it right side. Jones trying to post on the block. Eubanks playing in front of her. Beautiful entry pass, but a weak side double down. Turns GRC over. In transition, Baker at the rim. Shot it short. Girls collide under the goal. Eubank came away with it. Pivots out of traffic. There's Chestnut. Yeah. Got a deflection. Anaya Chestnut in a run out against Kerrigan. Put it up and in. Got the steal. Got the two.
Within 1 point of a double up score here. 57-29.
Ryle with the ball. They're on the short end of that score, Bobby just said. Eubank brings it out on the dribble with a minute 40 to go in the third. Cardinal fans really appreciating this team. Eubanks drives in, had nowhere to go. Sierra Byers had both hands on the ball. And finally, they're going to call. No, they're going to say Kanaya Jones got her second, team second of this quarter. Minute 34 to play in the third. McKeely Tabor set to come in at this free throw break. Quinn Eubank makes the free throw. She's put together a nice game. Had a tough shooting first half. But Ryle's got good players. I mean, this score is not not a misnomer. I mean, GRC's just that good. Ryle's a good team. Pressure in the backcourt by the Raiders. GRC attacking. Goodwin has it. Back over to Tabor. Tabor has it knocked away. 10 counts on. You got to throw it. And we've got a reach-in foul as Rosemary Miller probably helped GRC out. Yep. with that foul. The 10 count or the 5 count, you pick your number, was about to get the turnover.
Yeah, and we still had to come another 20 feet to get it across
midcourt.
You're exactly
right. You're exactly right. Now GRC breaks the timeline. In a hurry is Green. She draws the defense, sets Tabor. Her first shot of the game, it's off the front of the rim, and here comes Ryle the other way. Quinn Eubanks in good shape. She likes to push it. Finds Peters. Nope. Spot up three. That one's missed. Rebound cleared by McKeely Tabor. She forgot the ball. She goes back to get it, and top wrist lock there applied by Jalen Jones, and they call jump ball.
Girls are aggressive on both ends when it comes to getting down and gritty after that ball. GRC proved it early, and right now the Lady Raiders aren't giving any quarter themselves.
57-31 is the score. Cardinal girls leading, and we've got some personnel changes. We'll set the lineup for GRC. You've got Yeast, Green, Chestnut, Stamper, and Byers in there. Ball picked up by Jalen Jones for Ryle. She's dribbling around, spacing not good. Quinn Eubanks picks up the loose ball. We're inside a minute and a clock rolling in the third. Moving a lot with the ball is Quinn Eubank, and she got to the rim and put it in. She's got 10 in this quarter alone, and she's not quit.
Well, no, she hasn't, and yet in the open floor, she definitely wants to go left, and when you've got as much pressure defense being applied by the Cards, it's hard to shade her that way all the time.
Makes a free throw to complete a three-point play. Here comes a pressure on GRC in the backcourt. Byers up to Chestnut. Lead pass up to Green, and they let her too much. Turnover by GRC. Coach Graham just bows his head. And Ryle's going to help him out. As Kerrigan threw a lead pass that Peters wasn't breaking on, it sails out of bounds. And again, GRC with the ball. Clock not starting. Need to start it. 30 still not started. Drive it in. Shot put up. Green got it. Still not started. Kick it out to Chestnut. Now they start it. So about an extra 5 seconds for Ryle or GRC, however you want to look at it. Spacing not good by GRC, as one person can guard two. And that's exactly what happened as Yeast and Green got tied up by Peters. Jones coming in. Rosemary Miller out for Ryle. 22 and a half seconds to play in the third. Cardinals with a ball on their end of the floor. You got to move. They throw a lob and throw it right to Ryle. Nobody moved. They just threw it right to the Ryle player. Eubank pulls it out on the dribble. D. Yeast is going to draw that assignment. That's a tough one. As Bobby and I said, she's a southpaw, but this time she goes to the right. Stopped her dribble in the paint, sets Peters, bluff to three. Four on the clock. I don't think she's aware of the situation as Kerrigan shoots at the horn. And they got it. I don't know that it's a three. The official held both hands up. I don't know that that was a three.
Gave her the three, and that was really, really a nice shot under duress.
It was a line drive shot that only Joel Peters has made the whole game, played a lot of minutes. Fourth quarter play coming up. Cards up by 20. Back in 1 minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
Lyle will have the basketball as we enter the fourth and final quarter of this championship game here in Lexington Catholic High School. Ryle with the ball, Eubank driving in, elevates, put it up, missed the shot, got her own rebound. Nothing but red shirts in there, and Stamper took it away. Stamper, cross-court pass to Jones. Kanaya Jones, layup good at the rim. Stamper founder, Jones finished.
That broken 8-0 string by the Lady Raiders and gets the Cards back up by 22.
Eubank again coming off that high ball screen by Baker, and they're going to get Baker with throwing the elbow on that pick. That's the second time that's happened, and the Ryle fans disdain the call, but pretty evident the official right there on it. First team foul in the fourth quarter. It's Stamper, Chestnut, Byers, Jones, and Yeast in the game for the Cardinals. Stamper behind the back dribble, trying to get by Kerrigan. Driving in, feeds Chestnut. Her spot up three is good. Now the three-point shot by Chestnut. That is her third in the game.
Back up to a 25-point cush.
Kennedy Stamper making that dish. She has in this ballgame four assists. Pass into Baker. Spinning, shooting, shot rejected. Releasing his Stamper. Byers found her. Kennedy drives in. Scoop shot blocked by Jones. Out of bounds. It will remain with the Cardinals of GRC. Stamper just found herself in there, and Jones at 5'10", and Kennedy at 5'5", tried to put it up over. Took it at the big girl.
Took it at her and swung wide with the shot, but the height got it.
18-footer by Stamper. She said, I'll put it this way. They give her a three on that.
Give her a chance to get open, and she might make it.
So the Cards hitting another three. Stamper with 10 in this game, 10 points. They go into Baker. Baker spinning, shooting, missed a shot. Kanaya Jones, they say, have got her on the foul. And Coach Graham, he likes that post defense. Kanaya Jones offering some strength in there. That is her third and team first. At the line, Baker. Free throw in and out. Baker held scoreless in the third quarter. She had and led the team with 7 points in the first half. At the foul line right now, she makes the second free throw.
That broke an 8-0 GRC run.
Jones in the backcourt for Cardinals goes to Byer, up to Stamper. Stamper dribbled right into a double team and turned it over. Here are the Ryle Raiders. Kerrigan hands it off. They want Eubank. She's missed everything for them. They go to Jones. The sophomore drives in, challenged by Byers. Got a road and rebounded, missed. Not there. Baker and Jones engaged, but here comes Chestnut for GRC, and Anaya dribbled it off her foot, but it may have been for good reason. She was bumped as she crossed midcourt. That foul on Peters, her first, second team foul.
You know, they're missing a lot of shots under the basket, but maybe a girl named Sierra Byers is having a little bit to with that.
She's blocked four shots in this game. Chestnut hit her last three, thought about that when they step out on her, and rightly so. She reverses it to the right wing, coming off the screen is Yeast. Return it to Chestnut. Two-man game, but Chestnut drives in, throws up a left-hand runner off the backboard, missed the shot, and Peters thought she had a hand on it, but they're going to say it's Ryle basketball. 65-38, Cardinal girls leading.
Giving it a great effort this entire tournament.
5:40 to play in the game. Eubank coming off the screen. She's determined, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And again, this girl's aggressive. She's got a good motor. She just keeps going and going. Yeast with her first foul, team second. Entry pass into Eubank. Created space with that right elbow. And
she got called for
it. She got called. The official had a great angle on it. And that'll go as a turnover, and that's going to be the third foul on Eubank, team third. Stamper with a pass to Chestnut near midcourt. Anaya throws it to Jones, slip behind the defense. Her runner, bank shot is good.
Boy, nice play there. She's got a soft touch and nice release.
I like the way she uses the backboard. She uses the glass a lot. Anaya Jones with that bucket. Super sub in this game and in this tournament. Eubanks goes high post, and they call traveling on Baker in a bit of frustration. Those two seniors have played together and been on some successful teams, and they'll play more together.
Absolutely.
But right now, it's just the Cardinals having their way. Stamper races in the front court, high post to Jones, right side to Chestnut, thought about a three. Ryle in a man-to-man. They played zone briefly, but they've been man-to-man in the second half, and that hasn't solved GRC's ability to score. Sierra Byers over to Stamper, loads up a three, spot up, good! Kennedy's coming back. She's hit three threes in this game. Found her shooting eye, Bob.
Up to 32-point cush, can you believe it?
With 4.5 to play in this game, it's 70-38, and we've got hand-checking out front, and Anaya Chestnut will pick up that foul. That'll be the team third, her first. Coach Graham standing out there on the sidelines, got his play chart clasped in his hand behind his back, looks up at the scoreboard, likes what he sees. Here's Quinn Eubank with a bounce pass. Kanaya Jones got a steal. Lead pass to Stamper. Stamper on Jones again, and this time Stamper wins the battle. Jones blocked her the last time, but this time Kennedy able to draw the foul. Didn't get the basket, but drew the foul.
Yeah, she threw herself into her body, and that got it.
KG play there by Stamper.
Oh, yeah,
comes into this game right at 12 points per game, 11, 12 a game. She makes a free throw here. Stamper with 7 points in this fourth quarter, and we've still got 4:20 to play. 14 in the game for Kennedy. She missed the second free throw. Here comes the Ryle Raiders. And here's Kanaya Jones about made another steal. Skip pass from the left to the right side. Miller gets a screen again. You can't have the Beth Sarah Baker just jarring the teeth out of these Cardinal girls with that pick. Whenever they rub off of her, she flares both elbows, and it's a pretty jarring play. And they call her again, third foul, another turnover, and Baker getting a little lecture. And as it's a two-man game, and Jones at the rim off a nice bounce pass by Sierra Byers.
There's a no-look across the laner there.
Sierra Byers, she's a rebounder scorer, that time a facilitator. Eubanks drives in, feeds Jones, spot up three, that one's missed. Miller thought she had a rebound, but Chestnut says no way. Stamper released, and Kennedy got to the rim, missed the shot on the transition bucket, but is fouled in the process, and with 3:39 to go in the game, she will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Quinn Eubank, her fourth, team fourth, and Ryle just overmatched. Stamper at the free throw line. She's one of two at the stripe. This one's on the way, and it's good. Having a big fourth quarter. 8 points in the game. Kerrigan goes in, and Eubank goes out, and Coach Graham complimenting her on her game. Deservedly so. Six-foot senior forward's a nice player as Kennedy Stamper makes both free throws. 75-38. Cardinal girls in a runaway here with 3.5 to play in the game. Kerrigan goes to Jones in the paint. Cut off. Stamper with a steal. That's 18 turnovers, and Stamper lost it on the outlet. Nope. Pull-up shot by Kerrigan's missed. Rose Miller with a rebound. Kanaya Jones blocks her shot. Stamper's released. The 6'5 McLean trying to catch her. That will not happen. Kennedy scores at the rim.
Now they have to stop the clock. It's, like you said, it's supposed to be a running clock here about a minute ago, but they have now stopped it officially for the timeout.
So Coach Graham brings his team over to the sideline for a timeout. It's 77-38. GRC with a big lead. Back after this brief 30-second break.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Minutes to go in this game when the GRC girls 3 minutes away from a championship. Out of the timeout, they've got Miller, Goodwin, Stakelin, Green, and Tabor in there battling Ryle. McLean, the 6'5 middle school player in the game for Ryle. McKeely Tabor face guarding her, foot taller is McLean. They want to throw the lob to her. She didn't get it. Throw it out on top to Miller. Miller may have lost her dribble. Evidently not. She puts it on the floor and tries to split a trap. And they call Stakelin for the foul on the trap, her first. That'll be the team fourth. Did you ever get that clock situation straightened out?
It's running.
It didn't run there for a while.
It didn't run for maybe
30 seconds on that one possession.
Of game time, for sure.
Driving in again. Stop fouling, Coach Graham. It's a foul on GRC. He wants this game over. You just keep putting them at the line. It prolongs the
end. Yeah, but the clock's running. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's been inconsistent. Now, we've seen them stop it when they hand it to a player for shooting free throws, have we not?
That's right.
And then is it stopped here? No, it continues to run. Well, I don't know what the ruling is on that, but I've seen it both ways.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's not a given. Both free throws missed there by Sailor Fong. And Jalen Goodwin with a rebound. Tabor goes over to Green. Green deep on the right corner, puts it on the floor, gets in the paint, throws up a left-handed runner from 12. That's missed. McKeely Tabor shovels it off to Annette Miller, who puts it in.
Nice assist to a 12-foot right in front of the goal jumper. She took a trip.
Yeah, traveling there. Kimberly Single got in the game, and her first touch of the ball turns it over. Jalen Green, McKeely Tabor go out. Into the game, Emma Cecil. Also in is Leah Howard. They've got Miller, Goodwin, and Stakelin on the floor. First touch of the ball. Howard has it on the right wing. Lost it on the floor. She goes to the floor. Ball still being batted around, and Ryle picks it up. Sailor Fong holds it out near midcourt. Inside a minute, the clock rolling, and GRC up 40. I don't know what the spread is on this game, but it wasn't 40.
Boom!
Shot put up and in by McLean as she's double-teamed and fouled by the much smaller Cardinals. Miller will pick that one.
Maybe they stop it inside the final minute.
It's so inconsistent. I don't know. I'll ask one of my assigning secretary friends that's an official how they do that. Anyway, the free throw is missed by McLean. And it'll go to Miller. Annette Miller back over to Goodwin. They throw it to Stakelin. She had a shot, passed it up, reverse layup, blocked by McLean. 30 seconds, clock rolling. Ryle in the front court. Jalen Goodwin on Sailor Fong, and GRC winning this tournament. Their old record will go to 9-0, and they'll have a break. They've still got some big tournaments to play. McLean with a fadeaway shot. She makes it. She's a project player, and you're 6'5". You can't teach that.
And she's what, seventh grader?
Seventh grader.
Yeah,
6'5".
Well, she's got time.
And they're just going to run the clock out. Jalen Goodwin right in front of her coach, Coach Graham, and he pats her on the shoulder and says, good job, as GRC wins this one in a final with just a complete ball game. They run away with this one. The final is 79-43 over Ryle High School. 79-43 GRC. They are the White Greer Maggard Orthodontics Holiday Classic champions. Came over here and won this. It's a four-game tournament. GRC's team that they were originally going to play in the opening round dropped out. So the cards advanced, but that wasn't a gift. They've beaten the competition by large margins.
Yeah, dominant. Totally dominant.
Totally dominant. They win here 79-43. 2-minute timeout. We come back. We will have game scoring, stats, and summary, all that on a post-game show, WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. GRC girls out at midcourt having their photos made, holding up the championship trophy. As GRC now, the fans and the players both cheering, and why not? Hey, they won in fine fashion in runaway style, 79-43 here in the championship game, and Sierra Byers being awarded here the most outstanding player of this tournament, and deservedly so. She can do just about whatever you need on the basketball floor. And Coach Graham, one thing he was really came to his mind and off of his lips says her leadership, said whether it's on the floor or in the restaurant or in the locker room, you know, she's leading their team.
That's right, or in the schoolroom.
Yeah, just a quality individual, just a charming young lady and a fantastic basketball player. So Bobby brought to my attention, this is a repeat championship for GRC.
Yes, that's right. They defeated a team out of Northern Kentucky.
Well, that was a ninth region team too,
yeah,
I guess.
Notre Dame, yeah, to win this thing. They wound up almost doubling the score on them early in the fourth quarter last year. Again, playing dominant, total pressing defense, and wound up winning that game by double digits. And so This was a two-peat for the Lady Cards in this very, very prestigious event.
Back-to-back, White Greer Maggard Orthodontics Holiday Classic over here at Lexington Catholic High School. They run a boys' tournament. They run a girls' tournament in the GRC. They reign supreme in the girls' tournament again. Looking at some of the numbers here, team numbers in the game, points off turnovers, 31-12 in favor of GRC. Cardinals out-rebounded the taller Ryle team, 34-25. Second chance points, 18-9 in favor of GRC. Three-point scoring, 27-9 in favor of the Cardinals. Fast break bucket scoring, 17-6 in favor of GRC. When you look at turnovers, 24 turnovers committed by Ryle. GRC, they had 12 miscues of their own. Looking at the shooting percentages, Ryle could only hit 35.5% from the floor. They did not, they shot 43%, 3 of 7 from 3-point range, 8 of 12 at the foul line, 66%. For GRC, 55.5% shooting on 31 of 56, 9 of 16 from 3-point range, shooting 56%, and 8 of 12 at the foul line for 66.5%. Again, playing very, very strong basketball. Got six players in double figures for GRC. As Ryle Raiders, they were led by Quinn Eubanks. She comes away in the game with 17 points and 9 rebounds. There wasn't any quitting her. She just kept going and going for Ryle, but GRC had an answer for anything Ryle did. Cardinals win this one convincingly, and up here with us, head coach Robbie Graham. And, you know, this bottom line kind of tells what dominance it was. Lead changes zero, number of ties only one, and that was early. And, coach, you win this one convincingly. It's back-to-back for you.
Yes, it is. Actually, this is the third year in a row. So,
well,
the gentleman gave out the trophy, said that he's been giving it out for 3 years, and we won it. I told him we need to invite you to referee in March.
Just tell him, hey, put our name. We want to come back to you again. If you'd have played four games, how do you feel about playing four games in 3 days? Does it give you that preparation for Sweet 16?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's the same kind of format.
Same travel.
It's the mentality. You know, we went back after the first game this morning, let them, you know, get in their own bed for about, I told them to take about an hour nap. Don't try to sleep the rest of the day. And, you know, drink lots of fluids, eat a good meal, some protein in their system. And we came out, you know, we were ready to go. Mentally, we were ready to go. Physically, I think we're good. We got to get a little better shape, you know, especially playing on 90-foot, you know, bigger college floor, you know, takes a little toll on you. But we have so much depth, and those things we don't necessarily worry about. You know, there's probably a few players we can't get in foul trouble, but our depth, we feel good about whoever we put in the game that can produce and do their job.
Yeah, you've had everybody you put in the game contributes in some way and some element. And in this ball game, you're listening to head coach Robbie Graham. You got six players hit double figures.
Yeah, that's good team basketball.
No doubt about it. And you know, 20 assists on 31 field goals.
That's amazing.
It is.
That really is amazing.
And
that,
you look at your ratio, you're almost 2-1 on assists and turnovers.
That's the one thing about, you know, there's no selfish bone in you know, in this group. You know, they may take a bad shot every now and then, but it's not out of selfishness that they think they, you know, had a good shot. And we try to give them the confidence, if you're open, shoot the ball.
You know. I think your backcourt players, you taught some lessons in this tournament. Kennedy Stamper got back on track, you know, dropped her head a little, turned it over here and there. But, heck, she finishes with 18 points and 6 assists. Jaylene Green, she stopped on a breakout one time in the early morning game. Coach Graham says don't ever do that. She attacked the whole game this
time. And that's the thing about, you know, we're going to coach them up hard because we want what's best for them, and what's best for them is what's best for the team. And, you know, they know it's all love. You know, we have a big goal in mind, you know, and we have to – the little things we have to continue to work on, continue to fix, continue to coach them up, you know, so those little things become things that we don't have to worry about, you know, on the bigger stage as the season gets deeper in the postseason and we, you know, trying to make a run. But, you know, they're a fun bunch of kids, first and foremost. They're a great bunch of kids. They work hard. They care about each other. And they're just, you know, they're fun to be around. They're fun to coach. You know, they really are. And they work so hard. You know, and that's what's frustrating me as a coach. And I told them, when we don't get back in transition, we do transition defense every practice. Get back, stop the ball, protect the rim. And for them to allow someone to go baseline to baseline, it's frustrating. I told them it should be frustrating to you because you work so hard in practice to keep that from happening. Then we get in the game and relax because of the score, and we let it happen. But what if the game is a one-point game or a three-point game? Now it's a momentum changer. We had a situation in the first half where we don't get a rebound. They hit a three. Now they're feeling comfortable, and they go on a little bit of a run. I try to tell them, one play like that, will allow them to get back in a game, or if they're leading, to increase the lead. So we got to take care of little things continually.
Yeah, and it's a game of momentum and a game of runs. But the running has been by GRC. Head coach Robbie Graham here with us. Going back to 2010, 2011, whenever you took over the helm, this third winningest program in the state of Kentucky. This is your 50th anniversary as a program. Going back, looking at all those teams, how do you feel about this one as far as your 8-0? You're about a third of the way through the schedule. Is this a rank with one of the teams that you've been pleased with as far as maybe coming out and you're undersized, but you're playing big?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing about it. You know, people ask you about your favorite team. It's like telling who's my favorite child. I don't have a favorite.
Bobby and I have these conversations wherever we go.
I love all my kids the same. You know, we sacrifice and do whatever for them all the same. Just like my teams. You know, some teams have a better record. Some teams have advanced farther in postseason, but they're all my teams. And you know, I see Elizabeth Harding at Walmart the other day, and she runs and gives me a big hug. Those are the moments that you never forget because you want one of your players, and you know, you sit there, and it's just like, you know, thank you for allowing me to see her today, and we're catching up. And then you get a text from, you know, this player or that player. So, you know, they're all my favorite teams. And, you know, like I said, some have more success than others, but, you know, they're all my favorite.
And I guess this basketball and all has been therapeutic for you as holiday season comes on. It can be a time of reflection. And it's while it's great to be 9-0, it's been kind of hard on you. We know that personally. So, Coach Graham, appreciate you stopping by and enjoy this brief rest, but Bobby's got something he wants to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay, not jumping from the frying pan into the fire, but, well, what can you tell us briefly about next week?
So it's a really good tournament. We played in a few years ago. There's like five schools in that county, and they all play in it. The whole community buys in. Okay. It's probably the most well-attended tournament we've ever played in. There's just about 10 gentlemen that have been to every one of these tournaments, sit on the baseline. You know, and they're very knowledgeable. They know all about GRC and the history and all that kind of stuff. It's a competition school. You have some out-of-state teams. You have some Eastern Tennessee teams, some Western Tennessee teams. And then, like I said, the competition is very good. A few years ago when we played in, the team that beat us in the semifinal won the state championship the previous year, and then they won their class that year. Mm-hmm. So it's well-attended, good competition, and we're excited to go down there. They do a great – hospitality is great. So we're excited to go down there. And, you know, speaking of this, you know, this has been a good event, very well, very hospitable. We're glad to come up here to win three in a row. And, guys, I appreciate you guys and the gift that you guys gave to me and my family. Very much appreciate that. And, you know, these girls have gotten me through, you know, a tough problem, you know, along with my family. And they are my family.
Sure.
Love them all like they're mine. I tell people all the time I have, you know, 15 daughters or whatever. So, but just thank you guys for all that you do, you know, for our high school athletes and the coverage you do. You know, when I'm not able to attend a boys' game, I listen to you. Not able to attend a football game, I listen to you. And I really appreciate the effort, you know, that you guys. And just thank you for all that. And, you know, thank you to, you know, all the GRC fans out there that came today, you know, on this Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know, come support us. And they were loud and they were very proud and, you know, lifted us up during times. And, you know, we're appreciative of them. And you know, hopefully we can continue this run for a while.
Head coach Robbie Graham pretty much summing it up right there. His girls win for the third straight year, the White Greer Maggard Orthodontics Holiday Classic. No better tournament. You can find them east to west, north and south. Tournaments going on all across the state. This is the premier showcase. His girls win it three in a row. Appreciate it, Coach Graham.
Thank you, guys. GRC fans, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God bless. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. That's
going
to do it. Head coach Robbie Graham up here. And again, the tournament he is alluding to, that Andrew Johnson Bank Ladies Classic. It'll be down in Greenville, Tennessee. And he's going down, crossing the border, and go down there and just try to make it two in a row, win another tournament. Bobby,
I wouldn't sell him short.
Had a good day of it. Appreciate you, man, and Merry Christmas to you. We're going to get on out of here.
Wednesday.
I thought I had the Bengals game I was going to watch, but from what I'm hearing, there's not much to see. So I'm going to have to bow to Neil Howard on this one, I think.
Sir Tim of Smith will probably be at the controls at 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon when we return with boys action from Madison Central against Lincoln County. So if you can't get over to Madison Central to watch it, Tune us in.
Remember Lincoln County 2 years ago when we won the state tournament, took the double overtime to get rid of those Patriots. So
that
tournament's going to be loaded, too. Yep. But that's going to do it from here in Lexington. Again, Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer. Appreciate him. And Tommy Mullen back at the station. He is our producer, board operator. Thank you, Tommy. Merry Christmas to you. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend and a Merry Christmas. And we'll join you next week right here with Cardinal Sports on WWKY. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.